Hello, hello, ladies of no BS. Welcome. Happy Thursday night. Thursday, right? It's Taco Tuesday, except on a Thursday. Welcome. Let me know that you can hear me and that I'm not talking out into the ether by please sending me a note in the chat to let me know that you can hear me. Tell me who you are, where you're dialing in from at Lizzie After Dark. Awesome. So we've got Lizzie Audrey's here and Kim and Bess. Yay, I'm not just talking to myself. Hey, Caitlin and Jen. Welcome. Right? Let's have a great call. The theme of this call is stop effing around with the same 5 pounds, but girl, we can talk about whatever is on your mind. So this is a live coaching call. Bess is coming in from hot LA. Girl, I mean, I'm in Florida. So you want to talk about hot? Like air conditioning is I am so talk about things that we're grateful for. I am so grateful for air conditioning. I'm so grateful for all of you. Just I've been doing a lot of like, I don't know, reflecting lately. I just turned 51 last weekend. And I fun fact, my birthday is the day before Corinne's. And just feeling, super grateful for a lot of things. Speaking of, I got a couple of quick little things I wanted to address before we get into coaching. So, by the way, raise your hand if you want to get coaching, you want to talk. Speaking of things to be grateful for, the theme for this month is the new wellness tracker. Is that cool or what? Has anybody ever checked that out yet? The wellness tracker? I'm going to put that into the chat. By the way, speaking of the chat, make sure your chat is marked to everyone instead of just hosts and panelists. So click that link down there to the tracker. Have you checked it out yet? It is fantastic. It is way better than MyFitnessPal because it's no BS codified. It is, customized to you. And we've had people write into us talking about how, it's really been helpful, a great idea. There's even, I got this today in Ask Coaches. Someone was like, oh my gosh, there is an Ask Coaches button right in the wellness tracker. Genius idea. That was a Corinne special. There was even somebody, we had this like wins channel in Slack, and somebody wrote in today that said, I wasn't doing the program because I'd been away for a number of months, but now I'm back. And the wellness tracker brought me back into the fold. I'm starting drinking my water. I'm paying attention to sleep, not eating mindlessly again. Y'all, this shiz is good. So if you have not checked out the wellness tracker, give it a go. Give it a go. Second thing I wanted to mention is camp. Camp in person. Like it's been 2 years since we've seen each other, and we get a chance to see each other in person in less than 2 months. This is exciting. This is, and you may be like, I've been to camp before, or like, I don't know if camp's for me, or all the, the yeah buts and all that stuff. I'm gonna take a second and talk about this camp. Now, I've been to a few, certainly not as many as everyone, but they're all good. But I'm really, really, really excited about this one. The topic of this year's camp is unstoppable. And we've been kind of brainstorming back and forth. Corinne's working on her content. And, a little teaser here. If you come, if you sign up for virtual, you may see a cameo from yours truly. Just saying. So we've been working on what we're going to talk about at camp. And again, it's unstoppable. So here's the thing I want to ask you. You listening? Are you tapping into your full potential? Lizzie, did you have to ask that question? Oh, yeah. I asked myself that question for like 45 years. And the answer was no. And the answer was like, but I don't know what. I just know it's not. I just got more in me. I just don't know how. I just don't. Ugh. And I just wondered, like, do you resonate with that feeling that I had that, like, I know there's more inside me? I know that God gave me some gifts, and I just don't know that I'm sharing them, utilizing them to my full potential. If that lands for you the way it landed for me for 45 years, like, you're not alone. And this camp is about that. Because we're all here because we want to lose weight. and losing weight is amazing. But hear me when I say this. You were not put on this earth to lose weight. It's great. It's so valuable. It can open up a lot of things in your life. And it can hold you back from a lot of things in this life. And so I want you to ask yourself, what could I be tapping into that I am letting my weight loss be the focus? And it's becoming the end instead of the means to the end. And this year's camp is about saying your life is not tomorrow, is not someday when you get to goal weight. It's right now. So let's effing go. I'm so excited for this camp. So if you're thinking, oh, and I meant to put in the link to the camp, wherever it is. So if you're thinking about, hey, wow, either I got goals and I want to get after it, I just don't know how to achieve them. Or if you're like, I don't even know, I just know that there's potential inside me that I'm not tapping into, consider camp. If you're not sure, write into us to ask coaches. Like, we'll talk you through it. Not trying to make a sell. I'm just trying to say you were put on this earth for a reason, and it is to share your gifts. So get after it. Okay. Oh, fire. Isn't this fun? Y'all, I have been looking forward to this call for weeks. Everybody else has been having all the fun on the night call. So I'm like, MJ, put me in, coach. Speaking of which, if you want to save the date, Sunday, January. What month is it? July. Sunday, July 26th, I got both calls that day. I got the regular weight loss call and the maintenance call. So if you just want to hang out with me and have a good time, the 26th is going to be good. Caitlin just hit maintenance and I'm figuring out what comes next. So camp will be so relevant. Caitlin, high five. When you're at camp, I want you to come and say, it's me, I'm Caitlin. I want you to introduce yourself to me. And we'll be like, let's go. Let's talk about maintenance. And let's just, first of all, I just want to give you a big giant hug for how amazing you are that you're here. Like I said, I'm on fire. That's the fun thing about these evening calls is you get to be like 110% of yourself. At least that's how I do, I roll with it. Okay. So last thing before we get into coaching is tonight's call. How to stop effing around with the same 5 pounds. So whenever I host this call, this themed call, I'm like, all right. If a client got on a call with me and they're like, I just need the answer. How do I stop effing around with the same 5 pounds? Tell me the cheat code. What would I say? And as any good coach would, I'd ask you a question. And you're like, shit, I wanted the cheat code. Sorry. So I would ask you, what is the main, if you could boil it down to one sentence, just one, not all the sentences, just one. If you could boil it down to one sentence, what is the main obstacle getting in the way of your weight loss? And it's going to be different for each person. For someone, it might be, I just eat fast enough at dinner. For someone else, it might be, I am the full-time caregiver for my mom with Alzheimer's, and I have no brain cells to put together for myself by 8:30 p.m., and I just could not care less. Like, okay, we got different situations going on here. Now, granted, the eating fast enough at dinner could be related to stress during the day, but I really want you to ask yourself that question. If I could boil it down to one sentence, what is the main obstacle getting in my way of my weight loss? And bring it to us coaches so we can talk you through it. And it's interesting too, because sometimes it's our actions, like I'm eating fast enough at dinner, and sometimes it's our thinking. So here's another question I want you to sit with. So, by the way, I just heard myself say that and I was like, whoa, that sounded like AI. I want you to sit with this. Sorry. I've been talking to Claude a little bit too often. So here's the thing. None of us want to lose weight just to gain it back, right? You want to lose weight and keep it off. You want to lose weight long term. You want to lose weight the way you want to live your life. Here's how you do that. Long-term weight loss is a process of getting used to a series of new normals over time. So long-term weight loss is you're still living normally. It's just that your definition of what's normal has changed. And so here's the question. We'll shift the sentence a little bit so to make it less AI. Here's a question I want you to ponder. What part of your brain is still treating your weight loss like a temporary diet instead of a framework that helps you change the way you view normal? What part of your brain is still looking at your no BS actions like a temporary diet versus a framework to help you change your definition of normal? That's where the change happens. That's where the money is. So good. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be with you guys tonight. All righty. Let's get some coaching going. All right, we got Heidi is here, and it's been so long since I posted a call. I'm like, how do I do this? All right, we got Heidi is going to promote to panelist. We're going to chat. Wow, is that it? Yeah. What part of your brain is still treating this as like temporary diet versus a framework to change what is normal for you? And by the way, anybody else who wants to get coached who's like, Lizzie, I have no idea what that means, or can you talk me through that? Raise your hand and let's get coaching. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, nice to see you.
Great to see you too. Thanks for raising your hand.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Fantastic. What's on your mind tonight?
It's like the going back and forth on the 5 pounds, except I know sleep is really important and going to bed has been on my list for eons, and I just won't do it. And it ends up then there's the emotional conflict of, oh, I said I would go to bed and I'm not going to bed and I'm not following my plan. And that leads to overeating. So I just would like to clean up the bedtime.
Okay, great. Well, I love that you have identified like, all right, what's the main obstacle getting in the way? It is bedtime. It's getting sleep and rest. So now let's take it to the question deeper.
Yeah.
What's the obstacle getting in the way of you getting the rest that would help your body feel rested?
I am unwilling to stop my activities at the time that would allow me to hit, go to bed at the time I want.
Okay. So, say more. What's going on in your brain about the activities versus bedtime?
It's really interesting. It's like I have a hard time doing the things that really matter to me, and I'll like fizzle away a lot of time doing off-track stuff. And then the end of the day shows up, and it's something like, oh, I haven't gotten to this and this and this, and I have to get this done. And then I start cranking on all that stuff and blow the bedtime.
Okay, so I'm just going to stay back and make sure I understand correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong. So it sounds like you get into interesting things, passion projects, rabbit holes perhaps during the day that, light up your brain with dopamine. And then later in the evening, you're like, oh, I haven't done the responsible things, the chore like things that have to get done. And so you spend the evening time right before bed doing those have to things, and bedtime gets pushed off. Give me a little context. Is this a like a lifelong pattern, or it's happened since event or recently?
It's a really like year-long pattern, mini
Okay.
year pattern. And with the weight loss stuff, I'm sort of an associated thing is I feel hungry from emotions, not hungry necessarily when my body is hungry. So I have a trouble discerning those two things. So that comes into play at night. But the bedtime thing is there's this hesitancy to stop when I say so. The plan and that goes back into like planning what you're going to eat or planning what you're going to do in the day. I run into like a roadblock there big time. Like I can make the plan. Well, actually, I can't make the plan. At this point, it's like it feels kind of like a diet thing. Like the plan is like a diet that I'm just done with.
Okay, this is interesting. So we're kind of like opening up some more things. So there's a hesitancy to stop.
Yes.
It sounds like it applies to more than just my chores and have to's. It's almost, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you're hesitant to stop eating, hesitant to stop yourself when you don't want to follow the plan.
I'm getting better at stopping the eating at a reasonable amount. So there's pauses happening in there. So there's progress on that front. As far as don't stop myself when I'm like practicing my flute or something, or I save all my feeding my animals till the end of the day, or go leaving on a trip. I will not start packing till hours before it's time to leave and then leave late. I mean, it's consistent.
Okay. Tell me, does this feel like it's more of a draw towards the fun, let's do this instead things versus an aversion, avoiding of the have to things?
I think it's not willing to do my importance, and so it's really tangled around doing what I said I would do, or the things that are like really important to me, or that would give me progress and success on something I've already proven that this would be a really good idea, and then once I know that it works really well, I won't engage. So like a sabotage kind of pattern, you could say.
Okay, interesting that you mentioned that word, because sabotage, is a whole category in itself. But let's, before we really name it that, let's look at what benefits does your brain get by avoiding the things that are important to you?
I can hide, even though that feels terrible.
Hide from what?
From standing out or getting better or making decisions that would not come out well, even though I'm very clear that the decisions I'm making have outcomes I don't like. So, I mean.
What's the problem with standing out?
It's very hazardous. In my opinion.
Say more.
So maybe it's just me getting used to being uncomfortable. I don't know.
Okay. Is there a specific situation that you can point to that, like, standing out feels dangerous?
I get trying to think. Well, if I get several things done that are really important to me, for example, this afternoon, I actually made good use of like a half an hour before something I had scheduled. And the fact that I was successful in doing that left me extremely uncomfortable.
Are you able to elaborate on the you were successful? What was uncomfortable about that?
The fact that I was successful.
What was your brain making that mean that you were successful?
Connected with success is like major failure or major trouble afterwards. So.
Interesting. Let's follow that thread. Try and complete the sentence from like your lower brain.
Okay.
If I am successful, then.
I'll get in trouble. That's real simple.
From who?
I know it's historic in the past, like parents, siblings, people not happy with what I did or get annoyed. Not that you couldn't take that. I mean.
This is real, actually, and I appreciate that you did use the word sabotage before, because this is sounding like that actually might fit under the category of sabotage.
Okay.
So, feeling successful feels dangerous
Absolutely.
because you'll get in trouble. Just real quick, I want to check in. Is this isolated to weight loss? Like, if I'm, okay, you're already shaking your
Not
head.
at all. This is big. Anything that's important to me. The more important, the more severe the sabotage.
Okay.
It's
Just checking in. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions to sort of see if we can kind of narrow down the category of sabotage. Multiple choice.
okay.
If I am successful, that means I'll have too much responsibility. I can't handle it. That's A.
Partially.
If I am successful, that means other people will feel less than and cut me down. as
That was
options be?
definitely a big part of it. Just recently, I decided that it's better for everyone if I just get it and do what I can do and don't worry about that part. But for a long time, that was huge.
Okay. If I am successful, that means that I am being disloyal to my tribe, family, college, some kind of, okay, not that one.
It'd be probably being kicked out of the tribe, like being loyal to the tribe, like that doesn't ring.
Okay. If I am successful, I don't deserve it.
I don't know the deserve thing is maybe not quite the right word. It's like I'm really not that good, or I'm not good enough, or I won't be responsible in how I handle that extra whatever.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so what, just to give you a window into my brain, what I was doing was I was asking you some questions to see if we can identify the upper limit that you're bumping up against. And fun fact, this is something that I'm going to be talking about at camp. But we there's an author, his name is Gay Hendricks. He wrote a book called The Big Leap. To be totally transparent, I didn't love the book, but the concepts, like I didn't love the way the book is written. The book is, the concepts are good. And he talks about, like, basically we all have sort of a thermostat as to what we're willing, what we're willing to feel in terms of happiness. So like if this is our band, like if you think a thermostat is set of, like, if it gets too cold, you turn on the heat. If it gets too hot, you turn on the AC, the cooler. Keep it within this band of temperature. We have a feel good temperature thermostat. If I get really low, I'm going to do something to help myself feel better. But if I get too high, that feels dangerous. That feels uncomfortable. So I'm going to do something to get myself back down to that thermostat comfort zone where it feels nice and familiar and safe.
Yeah, safety is a big piece that keeps coming over, even though it's not like I'm not safe.
Yes. And this is amazing that we're walking through this because these upper limits can be so very hidden until you talk through them. And like intellectually, you're like, I am safe. I'm physically safe.
I
But
know.
emotionally,
It doesn't feel that way.
right. And so the questions I asked you with the multiple choice was basically asking you to resonate or not with one of the four typical upper limits. Off the top of my head, I'm going to say these a little wrong, but the first one is like feeling unworthy. So that was like, I don't deserve it. So it's like low self-esteem. The second one is disloyalty and abandonment. I'm going to be unloyal to my tribe. Usually that's your family of origin. And so that symptom of that one is guilt. The third one is if I'm successful, I'll have a bigger burden. And so, it's like if I get that promotion at the job, that's what I technically want, but then I'm gonna have so much responsibility. Do I really want that? Maybe I'll just be happy here. And then the fourth one, which totally is mine, is the crime of outshining, which is if I'm really myself and I really go all out, then someone's not gonna like it. Someone's gonna make fun of me. Someone's gonna feel less than, and they're gonna cut me down. It sounded to me like you resonated more with that one, the crime of outshining, and a little bit with more success is a bigger burden.
Those two. But I would say the outshining was till recently like the big one. And
Okay.
then I think the successful is like, I'm not good enough to manage this level of responsibility. I'll screw it up or I'll do something wrong. I'm actually not this capable or whatever. So I don't know what bucket that fits into.
Let's look at that right there. I'm not good enough to manage this responsibility. Heidi, is that true?
What's that?
Is that true?
That question truly comes up pretty significantly.
I mean, is it true that you can't handle things that come up and that you would mess it up?
I definitely have significant, lots of fails, but when things have gotten pretty nasty, I usually come through, even though it's not pleasant and it's not my idea of a good time.
Interesting. So when you look at the past and you look for evidence of times that you had responsibility, it sounds like it worked out okay.
Yes, it did. But it was a very uncomfortable exercise.
Did you grow from it?
Oh, absolutely.
So did something positive come from it?
Yes, the growth. Yeah, but to knowingly put myself there? Well, I did. I actually did do that. I was thinking of raising my kids. I knowingly took that one on.
Okay.
And that was definitely very good. So,
So we can acknowledge that your lower brain is like, it is a fact that when I get more responsibility, I cannot handle it. But when we actually look at it and question it, is that true? You have evidence that actually you can handle more responsibility. It may not be fun, it may not be pretty, but you'll probably grow through it and you'll
yeah.
probably figure it out.
Yep.
Let's look at the other one.
Okay.
Is there a particular category we want to talk about the crime of outshining of like if I really excel in this area, or do we want to keep it general?
Gosh. Whatever you think would be most useful, I'll go either way, like
You
something.
mentioned playing the flute. Is that something you're striving for, or that's more like a hobby you just do for fun?
I've started engaging with it on a fairly serious level recently. Well, recently is the last few years. So, it's hard to like claim that spot. It feels really uncomfortable. And like I say, just like in the last week or two, it was like, you know, it's not going to hurt anybody if I actually practice and get better. Like, this is okay.
Now that's an interesting sentence because that's a little bit different than the crime about shining. Is this like, I really want to take this flute and like perform, whether it's for
Right.
my
Yeah.
teddy bear or an audience of two people or an audience of 1,000 people? Is it like that? Or is it more, this feels selfish to take time for myself and I'm taking away from someone else? Because that's different.
It's the one that I would go out and perform for many people and make a difference in their lives.
Heidi, listen to that. Yes. I'm just having a moment because, like, you can. Playing the flute, painting a painting, arranging flowers, smiling at the cashier at the grocery store
Right.
can make a difference in someone's life.
Right.
So when you have that essential self desire that's like, I want to do that. The safety self, the social self, which is like, let's keep you safe, says, yeah, that's cute, but we're going to get in trouble if you do that. From who?
It would basically be me and how I respond to what happened. So, I mean, because they can say words, and then it's my decision on how I interpret what meaning I put on their words in terms of what I take internally, I guess.
Okay, let's do a thought experiment, hypothetical. A month from now, we're gonna get together, a little Zoom call of fi me and you and 15 of my closest friends and
Okay.
no BS ladies who are on this call. Just 15 of us. And you have offered to play the flute for us and impact our lives.
Okay.
So you have an audience.
Right.
Regardless of what we say or think or react, what's going on in your head?
There's a ton of pressure and expectations that I have a hard time, like, I'm just trying to come up with a story for myself that's better than all the pressure and the expectations, because then I show up less, and I know it, so I don't want to go there, but I'm still working on my good story.
Okay. And when you show up less, what happens?
I'm annoyed with myself.
And then what?
Then, I'm in a bad mood and I don't practice. And what
Maybe you
else?
put off bedtime and maybe you eat a little bit
Oh,
more and maybe
absolutely. All those things. Yes,
circle
definitely.
the cul-de-sac of like, let's just focus on weight loss instead of actually shining the way my heart wants me to.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Or actually puzzling, just keep the temperature down.
And I want to validate that. That is not silly. That is not stupid. That is your brain doing exactly what it is built to do, which is to keep you safe. We are social creatures, and it is built into our DNA to have antennas of like, what will they think? And
Oh,
so
yeah.
whenever you're like, I shouldn't think, I shouldn't worry about what people think, nah, like you can't not do it.
Okay.
So you can just let go of the self-judgment of that and acknowledge, I am always going to worry about what they think.
Oh, I haven't taken that tack before. Well, part of my brain, not all of my brain, part of my brain is going to worry about that.
I'd love for you to push back if you disagree, but it sounds to me like lately that part of your brain has had the loudest voice.
Oh, not disagreeing.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how to manage that part of my brain.
Okay, so let's look at two different scenarios.
Okay.
The fact is, it is normal for you to want to stay safe. It is normal for you to worry about what other people think.
Okay.
And we have part of you that's like, I want to play the flute. I want to, and it can be something else as well. Like maybe there's other things that you want to do in your life, but this is just a one micro example. I want to take a chance and play the flute in front of an audience and maybe have the opportunity to make a difference in someone's life, someone's evening, doesn't anything, because it sings to my soul. And when you play small, when you say, that's nice, but that's too scary, I'll get in trouble, you play small. You get frustrated with yourself. You circle around the cul-de-sac of delaying bed, eating, overeating, and then figuring out how to lose weight instead of figuring out how to just play the flute in front of people.
Yeah.
So let's take the other tact.
Okay.
A month from now, you play the flute in front of 15 of us who are on the call. It's a thought
Okay.
experiment. I'm not actually telling you to do it. So this is totally safe.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
Well, I'd make a mistake or something wouldn't go like I had hoped. I mean, whatever.
Okay. And what's the problem with that?
I think there's only a problem when I make it mean that I'm not worth as much because of it.
Okay. Who's in control of what you make it mean?
I do. It's mine. Absolutely.
Have you ever made a mistake playing the flute?
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. That's not enough. Yes.
Right. It's very normal. And
Yeah.
how did you handle it?
All different ways. I think the most efficient way is to just like observe, like I think the planning thing, I got into a lot of trouble by getting tangled in my data and the fails, so to speak, like they were talking about this week. So I think it'd be really helpful to, I think that's a skill I need to work on in terms of when you have the observation that I did this wrong, where the brain goes next with that information. Like, I don't have that down yet. That was like this week. It was very good for me.
Well, it's really interesting that we're talking about playing an instrument, but we can parallel this with weight loss.
Oh,
That
absolutely. Yeah.
if you take the skill of learning to play an instrument and the skill of weight loss, it is a fact that you will make mistakes. It is very normal and expected.
Okay.
If you're playing an instrument and you make a mistake and you make it mean, I'm a failure, I'm never going to learn this, I'm terrible, what's going to happen?
You probably will do all of the above and you'll quit practicing. And when you do practice, you won't be present because you're too scared that you're going to do it wrong. And so it won't work.
You don't get better.
No, absolutely not.
Or you could make it mean, okay, that was a mistake. I didn't love that. But every mistake is teaching me how to do it differently, how to do it according to the music, how to play it differently. It's not a problem, it's an instruction. It's not a stumbling block, it's a stepping stone. And weight loss is the same. Just like learning an instrument, you can expect for a fact you will make mistakes. Even in maintenance, you will get to your goal weight. I can tell you, mistakes all the time. And you can make it mean, I'm never going to get this. I stink. I'm a failure. Boo me.
I think I'm never going to get this is kind of a big one.
Or you could make it mean, oh, that's valuable feedback. It's a stepping stone, not a stumbling block.
Okay.
And Heidi, I have one last thing for you in regards to the flute and the upper limit of the crime of outshining.
Yeah.
Who loses out when you don't play your flute?
Oh, I know that. Everyone that I would affect. And me, of course.
Yeah. So it's not just you that you are denying. You are denying everyone who could benefit from hearing your gift.
That one gets into all kinds of stuff because I do a lot of stuff with, I enjoy physical health. And I've had a really bad track record in terms of trying to share that understanding. So it's like, no, they don't really want what I have to offer. They always reject what I have to offer. So it's like, that one is hard for me.
I appreciate you sharing that, and I want to validate that. Like,
Okay.
not everyone is open.
No, absolutely. I mean, they're not, it isn't a good want match.
Great, great way to put it. Does that mean you're wrong for sharing?
I've made it mean that.
Perhaps it just means it's a want match. Excuse me, not a want match, it's a mismatch.
Right.
That they weren't your people.
And it probably wasn't presented the best either. The focus
Framing
was
can
not
help.
productive, but I know that now.
As an aside, when you go through life coaching, one of the primary tenets is like ask permission if someone wants to be coached, because not everyone wants that, especially family members, by the way.
I
I
know.
learned that the hard way. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So going forward and applying this to like getting myself in bed, like what, how could I make progress on that?
Yeah. So I think where it comes down to is where are you telling yourself stories that make you feel worse throughout the day of like, I should be playing the flute, but I'm not because of what I make it mean.
Okay.
And where is that interfering with the things that you feel like, quote unquote, have to get done before bed? So this goes into it like kind of a whole nother thread of like the more tactical pieces of like the things that you've put off to right before bed. What have you tried in the past to get those done earlier, if anything?
It's always the same pattern that if there's something really important and like committed on my plan and I really want to do it, and then I start doing it, I basically get exhausted in like trying to do it. And then something, the brain, I get it just goes back and forth. So it's like feeling like a Like pushing against a really hard stream and you're wearing out to get it done.
What's the stream?
Like you should do something else, or this is the wrong thing to do, or this is not the right time, or it would be better if you did this. So anytime I choose something, then there's this litany of why that isn't the correct thing and why you should do something else, and it's wrong, and really you should do this. And then there's like a whole list of things that need to be done instantly at the same time. And at that point, it's like overwhelm and confusion, and I drown.
Yeah, I get that. So it sounds like you're perhaps second guessing yourself and overthinking a little.
Sure. Absolutely.
Which can totally lead to overwhelm. So here's what I'd love to try, Heidi.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you like a simple hack that
Okay.
may or may not work. Like, I'll be totally transparent. It might be great. It might be like, nope, didn't work. So I want you to follow up with me and ask coaches.
Okay.
But your hack is make it a game. So you have a list, let's say, of six things you could do today.
Okay.
And I purposely picked six because a die has six sides.
Oh.
So you have six things, you roll the dice, and whatever number comes up. Oh, I skipped a step. Number your six things. You roll the dice, number three comes up, whatever number three is, go do it, no questions. Have fun.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Here's what I want to experiment with. And I purposely say experiment because there's no way to mess it up. You just get data.
Okay.
And scientists don't tell themselves they're terrible scientists if their experiments disprove a hypothesis. We just learn. We just grow.
Okay.
Try this experiment with your list of things to do. Roll the dice.
Okay.
I'm off on Fridays and Saturdays. I'll be
Okay.
back on Sunday. Sometime between Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, send me a note and ask coaches and be like, I tried it. Here's what happened.
Okay, cool. I will.
Excellent.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We'll
Heidi,
see.
thank you for raising your hand and just the rich, deep conversation. Good stuff.
Well, I appreciate the help. It's like
Yeah.
if I can break this, it'll be awesome.
Thank you. And also just like expectation-wise, like there is no perfect. There's only progress.
Yeah, that's a good reminder. You already caught that one.
Well, I mean, I had a client tell me recently who she's in maintenance and she's like, I'm still not fixed yet. I've caught myself wanting to eat when I wasn't hungry. And I was like, what are you talking about? That sounds normal. So be careful of what you're expecting of yourself and be recognizing like it is normal to do this imperfectly.
Okay.
Cool.
I appreciate the conversation. Thank
Yeah,
you.
me too. Thank you, Heidi. Good stuff. Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks. Awesome. All right. We got Audrey, who is always on my calls, and I love it when you raise your hand. And then we've got Dawn after Audrey. Thank you, Audrey. Julie, you just called yourself out. Julie, see, I think you have arrived. I think you're perfect, Julie. And Audrey, I think you're perfect. Hello.
Hello, I'm propped up icing my new knee. So,
New knee, congratulations. Are you the bionic woman?
yes, I think so. I'm on week nine, but I have gone about a cane all week and I tried stairs today. So we're icing at this point.
A good call. Way to take care of yourself and nurture that body. She's taking care of you.
I told everyone in my family, I'm on a Zen call till six.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I think I couldn't answer I don't even remember the questions. But I couldn't answer them when you asked them. I was driving home. It was early on in the call.
Do you
And
recall if it was about camp or about the 5 pounds down this month?
probably not camp.
Okay, so the questions related to 5 pounds down was Number one, if you boil it down to one sentence, what's the main obstacle getting in your way of your weight loss? And then the concept that long-term weight loss is a series of getting used to new normals over time. So you get down to your goal weight and you're still living normally. It's just that your definition of normal has changed. So the question there is, where are you treating no BS and your weight loss efforts like a temporary diet instead of a framework to help you change your definition of normal?
I think it was more the first question.
What's the main obstacle getting in the way?
Have no idea. The good news is now that y'all can see data, I am gonna click on the Ask Coaches and ask for help. I have noticed this week though, and I pretty much maintained through I'm on week nine through surgery and
That's amazing.
the last couple of weeks, but I have gained. But
Okay.
I know I have emotionally eaten this week, and I know why.
Okay.
But I'm not going to be able to turn that why off right now. We were expecting a $5,000 bonus in a paycheck, and the requirements were not met. And so, yeah, that was going to pay for the rest of my camp.
Okay.
Part of that was.
Yeah.
So now I am just ruminating. Okay, well, maybe you don't get to go to camp. Okay, well, maybe you don't buy this. Okay, well, maybe I can't turn it off. We are fine. It is a bonus. It's not standard income. It's just I had it all planned out already.
Right.
We've never not gotten this bonus, so it's kind of a bonuses are extra. They're not guaranteed. But this is the first time we've not got it. So we're just shocked, So I have worried myself sick trying to fix it. It's not fixable right now. It just is.
Okay. How much time have you spent just deciding it's going to work out?
I tried this morning. To just kind of let it go and just journal. And I don't know how it's going to work out, and I don't have to know how it's going to work out. And it will, it always has. But I'm the one that pays the bills. And so I'm going through the Rolodex. I think I don't want to give up camp. And like I've already paid my 700 or whatever it is ticket, but I've not paid for the airplane and the food and the hotel. And so in my mind, that is an extravagant expense that I could do without and solve the issue. But it's not what I want to do.
Okay. So the answer to your question, what's the one obstacle getting in the way
I have
of
no
your weight
idea.
loss? Here's the answer is you, like the rest of us humans, don't want to sit in discomfort. And so your brain says, I know what will make me feel better, food. It's,
It's my friend.
I understand. Yeah,
It's
absolutely.
my friend when no one else is.
That is a luscious, sexy story, Audrey. Man, food sounds so sexy. But let's just put that on the shelf for a second. That is the one sentence answer to the question, what's the main obstacle? I don't want to sit in discomfort. But let's peel that back even more. What's causing the discomfort?
Maybe trying to figure it out.
Your thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah.
And not only what you're making it mean about the money, but maybe I'm taking a little bit of a leap here, what you're making it mean about you.
Yeah, because some of it is well, if I hadn't have gone out to eat, well, if I hadn't have, if I hadn't have, it's a here's all the things you could have done the last quarter. So that you wouldn't be counting on this quarter.
So this is really interesting. So we've got, I'm trying to think of a visual and nothing's coming up. But anyway, the answer to the question, the obstacle is it, I
That's
don't
the
want to
whole.
sit in discomfort.
Yeah.
How fascinating that you just had knee surgery. So we've got two different kinds of discomfort. We've got a physical one, which, by the way, looks like you're sitting in and surviving. There's not a ton that you can control about that. Like, yeah, you can take some Advil and so forth. You can ice, that's great. But like, that's not super within your control. There's this whole other discomfort that is 1,000% within your control, and you're stewing in the sentences and the thoughts that are making the discomfort bigger, more painful. And
Yeah.
that's within your control.
Speaking of discomfort, sorry.
Give me it, this. I'm sure there's many sentences about the money and camp and so forth, but if you could boil it down to one, what is one sentence that's causing you, we'll just go with discomfort right now. What's a sentence?
I thought today, payday, would be a relief of having to count pennies.
The relief of what?
Having to count pennies. Instead, it's an extended time period. If that makes any sense.
So,
Having to and choosing to are two totally different things. Like, we're not starving. The bills are going to get paid, that kind of thing. It's just, would like to go out to eat, but it doesn't seem wise.
so it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, but the pain is we have to count pennies. That's the painful
Yes.
thought.
Yes. Because it's been way worse, and there's a fear of that. It's been way worse in the past as an adult. And so there's a fear of it being that, even though it's not.
What evidence do you have that you will be just fine? You have been just fine in the past.
Right. I mean, God has always provided and he always will. And so that should be my peace going forward is that peace. That should be my peace going forward in that there's really no need to worry. Worry is not adding anything but desserts to my life right now.
Which is fascinating because I bet you those are expensive.
Yeah, but I'm like stirring flour and cocoa and eggs and butter instead of buying a brownie mix.
Okay.
Or
Economical
just
dessert.
eating the chocolate
What's wrong
chips out of the bag.
with that? I do that.
Here's the thing. When those were
That was a rhetorical
when
question.
those were gone, we didn't buy the milk chocolate chips again. We bought the semi-sweet because they don't taste good by themselves.
I buy the dark chocolate, just saying. And I eat them out of the bag. Total sidetrack. Focus, Lizzie. All right. So number one, you have evidence in the past that this will work out. Number one, also, number two, I can count. You also have evidence that you can survive way worse. Number three, what's so bad about not going out to dinner?
That's just ridiculous.
How could it actually be a good thing? How could this be happening for you that you don't go out to dinner?
Because the healthify is more controllable.
Oh, wow. Maybe this is the universe answering your prayers saying you wanted it to be easier to healthify? Here you go.
Except for I'm not buying lettuce right now.
Stupid parasite.
Not that worried about that. I'm just
Good. Yeah.
it's the easy way to help the fire because I don't like a lot of vegetables.
So here, Audrey, here's what I would offer you. Instead of the what ifs around what if I can't pay for this, what if it's a irresponsible expense and so forth, I want you to not even worry about those. Like your brain's going to offer you those questions. Let's just shift it and say, how is this happening for me instead of to me? How is this unexpected, absence of $5,000 helping me? You ready for a challenge?
Oh, of course.
Okay. As I told Heidi, I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you send me a message and ask coaches or the little blue question mark and say, Lizzie, I thought about it. Here's my answer. Could you come up with three? I bet you can come up with five answers to how is this happening for me instead of happening to me? This unexpected absence of the bonus.
This kind of requires some thought work, but yes.
You can do it.
Yeah.
I've had many a thing that felt like it was happening to me. And when I asked, how is this happening for me? This sucks. How is it happening for me? This sucks. Okay, how is it happening for me? I managed to find some answers. And
Yeah.
just that opens up the mindset to be like, oh, maybe I don't need the chocolate chips out of the bag just yet.
And I think, and I know you have another caller. I think that it is letting go of trying to figure it out. There's no way to figure it out right now, but I'm wasting a lot of time and energy and calories trying to figure it out.
And so when you ask the question, how is this helping me? How is this happening for me? You're figuring out a better problem, a better question. And you're also trusting in, you mentioned God, God has always provided. You're trusting, God created the rings of Saturn. He might be able to help you figure this out. Like he's handled harder problems than this. Cool.
Okay, I will accept the challenge. I'm gonna have to go back and listen because I didn't take notes, but
All good. Well, I'm so glad you raised your hand. So good to see you tonight. And rest that knee.
yes, ma'am.
All right. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, you guys, hosting these calls is so much fun. If only it was happening at 10 in the morning, because normally I'm in my pajamas by now. Dawn is coming up. I get to see Dawn. I haven't seen you since Goals Mastery. I wonder if you can hear me. Here I am.
Hello,
Hello,
hello.
it's so good to see you. Big
Yeah.
hug. I've missed you.
Yes, I missed you too. Lizzie, so I do have a question, but I had to come on and tell you. So Goals Mastery was in January 2025, right? So March 20th, my sweet puppy Godiva crossed over Rainbow Bridge, right? So, but then the next morning I had been working and working. My goal for Goals Mastery was to be able to get out of bed in the morning and not have it struggle or be terrible. And that next morning, I was scared because she wasn't there and she was like my reason to get up. But all the work that I had been doing just started paying off. And that morning after she passed, I woke up. And every day since then, I mean, I'm just like a normal person now. Like I have some mornings where I don't love getting out of bed, but like the whole nervous system shutdown thing where I woke up either terribly anxious or shut down, it I get up like a regular person. And do you know what's crazy? My whole life isn't fixed.
Guess what? The same
I'm
thing happens at
so
Goalway.
annoyed. I was like, this thing that I haven't been able to do my whole life. I thought surely everyone who could just get out of bed in the morning, their lives must have been. No, I have never stopped being like, I'm so grateful. So I just want to say, like,
My God,
January
Dawn.
2025 to March 2026 seems like nothing, right? When you look at a lifetime of it being a struggle. So, and it all started in your class. It started when I hopped on and said, I'm so embarrassed. My goal is to get out of bed in the morning. And this was in the like call where you were sort of saying goal, and you were like, that's a goal. That's, you know. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm speechless.
I can't believe it myself,
I was
honestly. So I felt like telling you in person was
so much. God.
worthwhile. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
thank you, thank you, thank you for telling me that. And just so many high fives and kudos to you for changing your life.
Yeah. Well, and it
And
was all the little, it was getting my bedtime. It was, you know, it
yeah.
was all the things, but it was, yeah, I think I just like I did, I literally don't think I ever completely believe that this would. And you know, a lot of my fears about success then are less scary because now I can trust that I like my creative practice is flourishing because I mean, not just because of the mornings, but that was all kind of happening at the same time. Like my desk is somewhere I want to be now, not like
You
somewhere
know
that I
what? I still think about what I
talk
said
to
to you
myself.
with your creative practice. Do you remember what I said?
Well, What did you, I mean, I know you said the don't let dawn be dawn, but was it something about my creative practice specifically?
It
Or the
was
dawn?
basically
Yeah.
like, you don't need to fix you. You need to
Right.
be more you. The
More
world needs
me. No,
more
I know.
dawn.
I know. I know.
We need more dawn.
More dawn. That's right. No, and that seems to be true.
Yeah,
I
I'm
mean,
right.
the response that I'm getting, like I've gotten some paid work and their receptivity to my ideas has been really like more dawn. And so I'm just, okay. So, well, yeah. So anyway,
Oh
yeah.
my God.
Yeah. So
Oh.
be more dawn. No, I mean, I do. I mean, I still have your stuff written up on my desk and everything. So thank you.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, I cry. Oh man.
So, but hey, I feel like I should, I mean, do you have time to coach? 'Cause I can't.
My husband can go to bed later. It's fine.
So also revolutionary, this new tracker, I've tracked every single day. That is if I've been in no BS since 2021 or 22. So that's a first, right?
Nice.
So I'm finally, so I lost my 70 pounds. I regained about 15, and I'm trying to go back below, back into Wonderland. So I'm like at 208, 209 now. And I did have this realization yesterday. I was like, some part of me thought I had to like solve all my emotional problems so that I didn't get anxious, because when I'm anxious is when I tend to overeat. And then yesterday I was like, oh no, wait, I want to have this life where like I'm constantly or always trying new things. So I'm always going to be anxious and uncomfortable. And so I guess I just have to figure out how not to eat when I feel that way, that I don't have to like fix the feeling. I have to fix the eating to not help the feeling, right? So
Right.
I've kind of identified these things, these like thoughts, like my yellow, like they're my yellow flag thoughts, which like one of them is like, I can't deal with this. I just can't. I just can't. Like that's one of them, you know? Another one is like, this is too much, or yeah, I mean, so I think the problem is like when I'm in those thoughts, I believe that to be true, even though I've journaled and I'm like, actually, like resilience is like my trademark. Like I can probably deal with almost anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, does that make, I mean, but in the moment, I don't know how to pause.
Okay.
And the thing is with food, I'm not dealing with a big runway anymore because my overeats are not that big, right? But they're big enough that I'm not going down the scale. Like, does that make sense? I'm not binging in response
Makes sense.
to, I can't handle this, or I can't deal with this. I'm eating past enough to full, maybe, you know, but it, I don't, so it's in those moments that I'm like, I don't know how to like stop those bites that I think are what's in between me and actually going down
Okay, so
scale.
I'd love to say back to you what I think I'm hearing you say, and then I'll offer you an idea.
Okay.
It sounds like you're saying, I have these thoughts, yellow flag thoughts. I can't handle this. There's another one. And let's just go with, I can't handle this. Is that one of the words or
Yeah,
sentences?
that's good. Yeah, 'cause that's, I mean, it's just like there's two, yeah, that's it. That's the feeling. Yeah.
And so when you have the mental, emotional bandwidth to pause and question that, you're like, well, actually, I have handled things like this in the past. I do have resilience. And so there's a logical part of you that like knows the thought isn't true, but I think I'm hearing you say in the moment of the yellow flag thought, you're like, no space for logic. It's just fact.
Yeah. And I just want like that's the other thing. It feels unbearable. And I know, again, it's obviously bearable because I've bared it 100 times, but in the moment, it feels like an unbearable feeling. Does
Okay.
that kind of make sense? Yeah.
Yes. So an idea, you tell me how this lands, is instead of like yellow flag thought shows up, we're
Yeah.
not changing that. I can't handle this, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of trying to meet it with logic or, is that true? Looking at the opposite or pushing back against the thought, what if we meet it with a misdirection of like, yeah, you might be right, but let's just see. So your brain is saying, we can't handle this. And you respond with, maybe. Let's find out. Or
Yeah.
let's do 2 minutes.
So kind of a pause permission situation.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
In my
Yeah.
vernacular, I use that, I t tweet that like an experiment
Yeah.
instead of like, you can't have that, or that's bad. You know, like I obviously go back to weight loss. Whenever I tell myself, like, you're done, you can't have any more, you know, my brain's like, F you, rebel, hello. And so the way I get around that is like, you know, my brain wants to say, that's not enough. And so the way I get around it is like, instead of arguing, I'd be like, maybe, let's find out.
No. Okay. I like because the trouble when I go, but you know you can handle this, is it's not exactly a kind, you know what I mean? It's like it's sort of, but I like that. It kind of stops the ping pong a little bit of just, okay, so yeah,
So
maybe.
instead of it being binary, I can't handle this. Yes, I
It's the
can.
gray.
It's like, you know what? Let's find door number three.
No,
It
I
feels
like
like I
that.
can't handle this. Maybe. Let's find out.
And then I guess literally getting up from the table is probably a good idea, or leaving the food behind or something. I mean, the other night it
That's
was I wanted ice cream and my partner was happy to take me out for, he didn't understand why he was taking me out for ice cream, you know, but like, but it was in that moment, I was just like, this is too much. And that seemed like it would be, and it was a distraction. And it did, it wasn't unhelpful in the sense of the emotion, right? Like, but it didn't align with my goal, my weight loss goals. So it was,
That's where a pause plus permission would come in. So I would guess that it's kind of hard to get to the pause plus permission when you're in that binary. I can't handle this. Yes, I can. And you're fighting against yourself. That's where your brain's like, I want it out. Where's the ice cream? Instead, if you're like, yellow flag shows up, I can't handle this. You're like, maybe.
No, I like that a lot. That's super helpful.
Then you have a chance to pause and be like, maybe I can't handle this. Maybe I can't. I don't know. Do I need to eat over this? That's your pause.
No, I like that. No, that's great. I'm definitely gonna try that. I will definitely do that. I really thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. How's Cora?
She's great. She's swimming underwater now. Again, talk about goals. For 2 years, I've been like, you know, like probably 12,000 times, right? And now she's just like underwater, like the whole day. I think I still have a thing on my nose from the goggles, like that I had on for 2 hours this morning, swimming underwater with her. But that's like with her, the goal thing is just, it's just so much like the patience with her is so easy. You know, like I'll do it 12,000 times because I want her to have the joy of swimming underwater, and now she does. So yay, yay! Thank you for asking. That's very sweet for you to remember.
You're
Thank
so
you.
welcome, Don. Well, I mean, you're memorable.
Oh, well, thanks.
You're welcome. And you make a difference
Well,
just by being you.
thanks. I'll send Threats Coaches my little boxing film trailer so you can.
Yes, please. Oh,
Okay.
God, what a badass.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Thank you for raising your hand. So good
Oh,
to see
thank
you again.
you. You
All
too.
right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh my gosh, you guys. Oh, all right. I'm going to answer Carolyn's question in the Q&A, and then I'm going to follow up on something Dawn said, and then I promise I'll let you go. Carolyn asks, can I say what you said again? What's the main obstacle getting in your way of weight loss? It's a process of getting used to new normals over and over again. I think I missed something in the second sentence. Yes. And I put it in the chat, which the second part was, what part of your brain is still treating your weight loss like a temporary diet instead of a framework of action steps to help you change the way you view normal? So long-term weight loss is changing what's normal for you over time. No BS is a framework that helps you change what's normal for you rather than it's not just another diet. Okay, real quick, circling back to Dawn, and Dawn is like a microcosm for what I was talking about in the beginning of the call about camp and being unstoppable. Whether you're Heidi and you want to play the flute, whether you're Dawn and you want to get out of bed, or you want to express your creative gifts, or you want to help someone with special needs learn how to breathe underwater. Oh my God, that is such a worthy goal. And you have the chance to make a difference. If you bet on yourself and you say, yes, I am worthy of wanting what I want, of getting out of my own way. And you don't have to come to camp to do that, but I swear to God, if you do, you won't regret it. And trust me, Corinne, MJ, they have no direction to me to say this. This is me and my total belief in you and the message that you have gifts to share with the world.
Go do it. And if you need help, we can help you. Mwah! God, this is the best job. I love you guys. Bye.